Good afternoon. Another gorgeous November day in progress across interior New York and New England with full sunshine as high pressure continues to dominate the weather picture. A light south wind flow will develop today, and with that full sunshine, the combination will produce temperatures well above seasonal averages and mostly in the upper 50s and lower 60s by mid to late afternoon. The next front is currently moving through the Midwest and western Great Lakes. It'll arrive here late tonight and tomorrow morning. So gradually, after a clear evening, clouds will increase and thicken tonight. Temperatures will not drop back as much with the thicker clouds. Readings will stay in the upper 30s and lower 40s. In fact, there's even the chance of a few showers out ahead of the front by sunrise tomorrow. During the morning on Wednesday, we'll have clouds and showers around. As that front pushes through, drier weather will build in during the afternoon hours. Temperatures will reach into the lower 50s for highs early in the day and then fall back into the 40s behind the front. There's even the chance that a little bit of sunshine coming back before the day is through on Wednesday. High pressure will build back in with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, moderate temperatures back into the mid-50s. Then another and more potent front will head our way for the day on Friday. Clouds and showers will be common early Friday as the front passes through, then sharply cooler air will build in the second half of the day. Readings will start out in the middle in some upper 40s, but then fall back through the 40s during the afternoon as the wind gusts at times over 20 or even 30 miles per hour. The wind will persist into the day on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, blustery, colder, lower to mid-40s for highs before temperatures moderate by the end of the weekend with lots of sunshine back to 50 by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over the central and southern plains will close off and slide south over the next 24 hours. The energy will help produce showers and thunderstorms over the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. Some of the storms could be strong, with gusty winds and small hail. Heavy rainfall in some of the storms could produce localized flash flooding. And a large north-northwest swell will continue to build today, bringing warning-level surf to exposed north- and west-facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands. 30 to 40-foot surf along north- and west-facing shores of the islands will cause very strong breaking waves and strong longshore and rip currents. A high surf warning is in effect. And a yellow level warning of snow is in effect for parts of the United Kingdom for today and tonight. Rain will turn to snow in places during the day and into the night. This could bring accumulations of 4 to 8 centimeters across some hilly areas of northern England and Scotland, largely above 200 to 300 meters, with as much as 15 centimeters possible above 300 to 400 meters. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 12 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with a late-day shower and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1975, and the record low, 18, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 10 hours of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs right around 60. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with the chance of showers by sunrise, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight, the risk of a shower by sunrise, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with the chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight, the chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight, the chance of a shower by sunrise and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning, some breaks of sunshine later in the day, becoming breezy with highs in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-50s Thursday, clouds and showers Friday morning, then increasing sunshine and windy, temperatures starting in the mid to upper 40s, then temperatures will fall through the 40s in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Saturday, lower to mid-40s. Mostly sunny, back to 50 Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.